Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the Senate, just announced that he is going to tee up for a vote the John Lewis Voting Rights Bill. John Lewis Voting Rights Bill, he said this before, is a watered-down version of the old H.R. 1, S.B. 1, the Voting Rights Act. That one is a great bill. That's the one that would get rid of gerrymandering. That's the one that would standardize early voting, absentee voting, drop boxes, keep the thugs out of the voting precinct area, and so forth. Manchin and Sinema won't go along with it. They won't suspend the filibuster. So now we have the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. That's a little watered down, but still very good. Named in honor of the great Congressman John Lewis. And one of the things it does, you know, one of the, I don't know if you remember this, there was a Voting Rights Act that was passed in the 60s. And that took care of things for a long time, because anytime certain states, and they were basically the states in the South, the former Confederacy, wanted to change any law affecting voting, the Justice Department had to review it and approve it. And that stopped them from trying to marginalize African-American voters and all that. The U.S. Supreme Court a few years ago threw it out right on their own. They had no authority to do that, in my view, but they did it, saying it was obsolete now. Well, who the hell are they to say it was obsolete? Because the minute they did it, all of those states immediately slammed down very, very oppressive laws, very oppressive laws. This John Lewis Voting Rights Act is designed to change that and provide for review by the Department of Justice for some laws as they're changed. And one of the things that occurred to me, and I think it's a good idea, somebody said, hey, wait a minute, you're isolating, you know, 17 states or something, and that's a stigma, and they have to have their laws reviewed and everyone else doesn't. Why don't we do something obvious? Any state, any of the 50 states that wants to change its voting laws is subject to review by the Department of Justice. And they may object. And frankly, it could be New York or California. Maybe they're doing something to protect incumbents. And it's one way to hit back on gerrymandering through the back door. You know, there's a thing called the Hart-Scott-Rodino Act in mergers and acquisitions. If two companies want to get together, they have, depending on their size, they have got to submit under that act to the government how it's not going to impair competition. This kind of thing happens all the time. So why not now, instead of saying just the southern states have to do it, how about every state? That means that people's noses aren't going to get out of joint, and I think it'd be a great idea. The problem is that this thing is not going to pass. Why is it not going to pass? Even if Manchin and Sinema vote for it, I'm assuming they would, it won't get 60 votes. Moscow Mitch will filibuster it. He'll say you have to get 10 Republicans, and there isn't a single one that'll do it, because they love voter suppression. They exist and get back into office by denying people a right to vote. It's the only way they do it. That's what's happening. So I think what Schumer is doing, he knows this as well as I do. He knows this better than I do. I think what he's trying to do is put people on record. In other words, if they vote against it, if Moscow Mitch says we will not permit this to go forward, we will filibuster, he can call a cloture vote and people have to go on record. And the vote, it's a little obscure, but it would be something like this. Do you agree that this can go forward to be, and if he has 10 Republicans, he can. They'll all say no, and then we'll go to their home states and say they voted against the Voting Rights Act. And unfortunately, what they will do, they'll put on ads from their donors that'll say he didn't vote against the Voting Rights Act. It was a procedural matter. If it should be brought up at that time, they said no. That doesn't mean they wouldn't do it in the future. They would lie, shamelessly lie. People fall for this stuff. This is the kind of gamesmanship the Republicans are up to. Is the gamesmanship they're up to. So good luck, Chuck. I'm glad you're doing it, my man. My friend, Chuck Schumer, but that's what's going to happen. A very interesting pronouncement came out in a press release. It was not widely known, but Sean Duffy, former congressman from the Hayward area up north, that's the seat that Dave Obey, my friend Dave Obey, former chairman of the Appropriations Committee, a great Democrat. He retired in 2010. Republicans have had it ever since. Tiffany has it. Tom Tiffany from Hazelhurst has it now. Duffy was not beaten. He chose not to run for re-election because his wife had a baby that had some needs, and he stayed home to support his wife and his baby. I respect that. He's a Republican. I mean, obviously, he and I differ on the issues. In any event, he's the one that Donald Trump, a few days ago, said that he hopes that he is the Republican nominee for governor and beats Rebecca Clayfish in the primary, which really hurt her campaign, obviously. Duffy lives in New Jersey. The family moved. They still own property in Wisconsin. His wife is a part-time anchor for Fox News in New York City, and so she commutes in and he watches the kids. In any event, he put out a press release yesterday attacking Biden's Build Back Better agenda, as he called it, you know, all the infrastructure and all that. It's sort of meaningless substantively. No one cares. I mean, everybody knows where the Republicans are. But why is Sean Duffy in New Jersey right now putting this stuff out? And you have heard it here. I am convinced that what he's doing is sniffing around. He is sniffing to possibly run for governor. There are clearly polls being done right now by him and others. How does he do against Clayfish? And then how does he do against Evers? If he thinks he has a shot and builds up some donors, I'm looking for him to come back here. Possibly his wife takes a leave of absence from Fox and come back here with the kids. And he campaigns for governor. And frankly, you know, Clayfish, I think what's going to happen in the Republican Party, Clayfish is so insubstantial, so clearly not up to the job. Forget ideology and the crazy stuff she says. She is the one, when she was asked, the Republicans and Voss are putting together a bill to have the legislature, the gerrymandered legislature, pick the electors in the next presidential election, and not the presidential election. That's a beauty contest then. Will you veto it? And she said, no comment. She's dangerous. She really is. And she also doesn't have the gravitas to be governor. She really doesn't. She'll be seen as a robot, a cipher for her donors, and a cipher for the anti-democracy crowd who are trying to do that in six states. And this is one of the most important: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, that'll just pick the president for the next 50 years. She is a danger. I do not know where Duffy is on that. I assume he's bad, so we want the Democrats to win. But I would much rather see Sean Duffy knock her off, as insubstantial and weird as she is, about how she said she'd have to shower with a metal brush after she hired mercenaries and ballot harvested because she's going to sign a bill, outline it when she gets in. She should not be governor. And frankly, he shouldn't be either, but the fact is he'll be seen as more substantial. Okay, coming to the end of the show. Great show. Plenty to talk about. Plenty to talk about. Something of a monologue today. Plenty to talk about. Still, we have some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian, Devil's Advocate. And you have Earl Ingram, great evening programming, great weekend programming, starring Pizza Box Mike, Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.